Let's talk a little bit about the issue of evaluation of response in lymphomas. You've published on that, and obviously this has a lot of implications, particularly with the newer agents that are being developed. Can you kind of talk a little bit about some of your work in that regard?
Sure. Prior to the last decade or so, response was assessed in clinical trials differently in different studies at different institutions. Even what was considered the size of a normal lymph node varied from 1 by 1 centimeter, 1.5 to 2 by 2 to, gee, I think it looks normal. And back in 1999, we brought together the International Working Group, which standardized what was a normal size lymph node, what the definitions were for complete remission, partial remission, stable disease, progressive disease, and another entity which we call complete remission unconfirmed, or CRU. This was a term that was used to designate patients, particularly with curable lymphomas, large cell lymphoma, Hodgkin's lymphoma, who started out with a big mass and everything else disappeared except the big mass shrunk by more than 75%, but there was still something there in a CAT scan. And what we knew from a number of published series was that this was most likely scar tissue or fibrosis. These patients didn't progress and they were the same. But since we didn't want to go biopsying everybody, we coined the term CRU. This was unfortunately applied inappropriately in a lot of clinical trials. But once these response criteria were out there, they were used by all clinical trials groups around the world. They were used by regulatory agencies for the approval of a number of drugs. But as they were used, a number of problems became apparent, such as misinterpretation of CRU, the fact that we were relying on outmoded technology. We were recommending SPECT gallium scans, CAT scans, physical examination. Now we had the FDG PET scan. FDG PET, what we know now, is more sensitive and more specific than the CT scan. And we published a paper in 2005 in which we integrated FDG PET into the International Working Group response criteria. And what happened when we did that was, number one, we markedly increased the number of complete remissions. Number two, we got rid of the complete remission unconfirmed, or CRU. And number three, the discrimination between progression-free survival and PRs versus CRs became much more prominent. You could really separate them out better with the PET scan. So we convened the International Harmonization Project, which was obviously an international group of clinicians, pathologists, nuclear medicine physicians, radiation oncologists. We reviewed the previous response criteria, reviewed the data with PET, and two things came out of this.